Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Tom Menzo is here. Tom is a new friend, but he's been recommended to us by an old friend, and we're glad he's here. He's the founder and president of the California Business and Industry Alliance, an industrial alliance, I should say, C-A-B-I-A. And he's here to talk to us about some of the things that are going on in California and what he's doing about it. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm all pumped up now listening to that Rocky theme.
There you go. Tom, out here in Flyover America, California is often referred to as the land of fruits and nuts. And they're not talking about their produce exports. And some people say, well, that's mean. That's unjustified. Until they talk to people like you. And they see the policies that are coming out of Sacramento, the whack job policies that have been coming out of Sacramento now for decades. The reason why I've been reporting for 20 years, Tom, about small businesses fleeing California to get away from the nonsense that's out there. And part of that, those policies are what we're going to talk about today, which is California empowering attorneys to come after small businesses. Tell us about it.
Yes, so they have a law. They passed it in 2004. It's called the Private Attorney General Act.
PAGA.
And if you're not familiar with the Private Attorney General Act, PAGA, they refer to it as the Sue Your Boss Law.
Right, the attorney's retirement fund.
Yeah, and then some. They put this law together. It was Gray Davis and a senator named Joe Dunn. And, you know, he got this law passed.
Gray Davis, former governor.
You know, yeah, former governor after he got thrown out of there, you know, eight days after. And, you know, what it really does is they allow these trial attorneys and the employee to step into the labor commissioner's shoes if there's any kind of a labor law violation.
Mm-hmm.
So the big issue is you have a labor law digest that's over 1,100 pages. So people with sophisticated HRs aren't able to keep up with all of the laws, and they're changing and adding laws in.
So the way he said that, folks, you're saying even people with sophisticated HR programs can't keep up, let alone people who don't have sophisticated HR programs.
Let alone small businesses.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm a little ADD and dyslexic, so I'll mix it up a little bit. But, you know, some of these lawsuits, they start over such silly things as a late lunch. And to be clear, when I say a late lunch in California, if you start at 6 o'clock in the morning, you have to take your lunch by 11 in the morning. If you decided
to. So you're saying an employee could file a complaint if you didn't let them go, if you were 30 minutes late letting them go to lunch.
Right. And a lot of people don't want to eat lunch. Sometimes people start at 5:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. They don't want to take their lunch at 10. They want to take it 11, 11:30. And, you know, most employers are like, you know what, I want to be flexible. I want to help out my employee. And this becomes a huge
PAGA law come into place? Would somebody have to complain to trigger it, or could it just happen because they learned about it?
What happens is the attorneys are out there educating your employees,
mm-hmm.
You know, via social media, via, you know,
that's like workplace terrorism, isn't it?
It's exactly like it. And so it's most of the times it's a disgruntled employee. So a lot of times you have somebody that's not working out. You let them go. They go see an attorney. an attorney, the first thing they'll say is, let me see their paycheck stub. Well, why do you want to look at their paycheck stub? Well, if they don't have the company name right on it, that's a labor law violation.
Wow.
They don't have the week ending day correct, labor law violation. They don't have the right employee ID number, labor law violation.
With companies leaving the – with small businesses, with businesses leaving California in droves, why wouldn't they stop this? Why wouldn't they realize that this is hurting their own economy? I mean, this is crazy. What do you think?
Well, we decided to sue the state over this law.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Tom. When we come back, okay. I want you to tell us about what you did, how they're trying to stop this,
okay.
Folks. And, folks, I know you're listening to this thinking, well, that can't be right. Nobody would do that. Well, guess what, folks? All you have to realize, it's in California. And I hate to say it like that, but that's just the way it is. There's so many examples like this. California's not like everybody else. They're different. And not in a good way most of the time. Quick break, 22. I'm Jim Blessing. One can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.